AI has been sneaking into our lives. It is already pervasive in our daily experiences, ranging from autocomplete when we type, to unsolicited recommendations based on Google searches, to music suggestions based on our listening history, to Alexa answering questions or turning out the lights. Conceptually, its roots date back more than 80 years, and its name was coined in the 1950s, but only recently has its potential impact in healthcare garnered notice. The promise of artificial intelligence in medicine is to provide composite, panoramic views of individuals' medical data, to improve decision-making, to avoid errors such as misdiagnosis and unnecessary procedures, to help in the ordering and interpretation of appropriate tests, and to recommend treatment. Underlying all of this is data. We're well into the era of big data now. The world produces zettabytes, sextillion bytes, or enough data to fill roughly a trillion smartphones, of data each year. For medicine, big data sets take the form of whole genome sequences, high-resolution images, and continuous output from wearable sensors. While the data keeps pouring out, we've really processed only a tiny fraction of it. Most estimates are less than 5%, if that much. In a sense, it was all dressed up with nowhere to go. Until now. Advances in artificial intelligence are taming the unbridled amalgamation of big data by putting it to work. There are many subtypes of AI. Traditionally, machine learning included logistic regression, Bayesian networks, random forests, support vector machines, expert systems, and many other tools for data analysis. For example, a Bayesian network is a model that provides probabilities. If I had a person's symptoms, for example, such a model could yield a list of possible diagnoses with the probability of each one. Funny that in the 1990s, when we did classification and regression trees to let the data that we collected speak for itself, go into auto-analyze mode, without our bias of interpretation, we didn't use the term machine learning. But now, that form of statistics has undergone a major upgrade and achieved venerability. In recent years, AI tools have expanded to deep network models, such as deep learning and reinforcement learning. In the past few years, several studies relying on deep learning have been published in leading peer-reviewed medical journals. Many in the medical community were frankly surprised by what deep learning could accomplish. Studies that claim AI's ability to diagnose some types of skin cancer as well as, or perhaps even better, than board-certified dermatologists. To identify specific heart rhythm abnormalities like cardiologists. To interpret medical scans or pathology slides, as well as senior, highly qualified radiologists and pathologists, respectively. To diagnose various eye diseases, as well as ophthalmologists. And to predict suicide better than mental health professionals. These skills predominantly involve pattern recognition, with machines learning those patterns after training on hundreds of thousands, and soon enough millions, of examples. Such systems have just gotten better and better, with the error rates for learning from text, speech, and image-based data dropping well below 5%, whizzing past the human threshold. Although there must be some limit at which the learning stops, we haven't reached it yet. And, unlike humans who get tired, have bad days, may get emotional, sleep-deprived, or distracted, machines are steady, can work 24/7 without vacations, and don't complain, although both can get sick. Understandably, this has raised questions about the future role of doctors and what unforeseen impact AI will have on the practice of medicine.